something to meditate upon and to beg God for mercy and do penance and fasting and abstinence for this Lent. By the by, Mrs. O'Connell, did anyone else see the beautiful painting for our friend the pigs? I'm just going to mention it. We had a friend, dear friend, they had a child about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, was born, no, 2 years ago, I had it right, was born prematurely with Downs. Okay, talk about a case stacked against the baby. And it was a major prayer campaign, kind of like for baby Lily that we saw. There was a beautiful picture of baby Lily in the chat room earlier, crusadechannel.com/chat. And little Christopher was his name. And again, boy, this priest that we have, Father DeSoy, went to the hospital, prayed, baptized little Christopher.
He brought relics of
Saint Christopher, baptized the baby and all. It's little lungs with Downs, never developed, and little Christopher lived what, 3 months, almost 3 months, and then the doctor said it's just the lungs aren't developing. We're keeping, we're sustaining him with the respirator and what have you. Long story short, little Christopher died. And for Valentine's Day this year, my friend Mike gave his wife, Julie, the parents, this beautiful painting. It's just beautiful. Oh, is there a picture in the chat room? Mrs. O'Connell just put it in the chat room. There it is. That's Julie holding little Christopher. And there's the Blessed Mother in the background there. Little Christopher expired. Now, this was the Downs baby, and they knew. They were told, but they did the right thing. They let God work here. Now, another thing that my friend Mike told his boys and his daughters after Christopher died that, hey, little Christopher had his original sin removed. Father blessed him. He's a saint. You got a high bar to cross. Now, think about that. That kid would have been aborted in Iceland. He would have been killed. And that really special grace that the family, Mike and Julie's family, got never would have happened. So that's a miracle, Down syndrome, baby. So having tired now of cult of death, of general abortion, contraception, killing the soon-to-be-born Down syndrome babies and eliminating them as what they think is a scourge upon the earth, they've now moved on to eliminating gifted, if your kids are still in the government school system, get them out, to eliminating in all major cities now the gifted and talented school programs. They did it 2 weeks ago. I reported to you in San Francisco. And this was to the objections. This is over the objections of many of the people of San Francisco. They went, we're all woke and stuff, but our kids are smart and they need the program. Sorry, gong. Last night in New Tenochtitlan City, even the idiot, Comrade de Blasio, had lobbied for a continuation of the gifted and talented program to be renewed for another year. Got stabbed in the back by woke bastards who got the 4 members of the school board and the council, and they voted it down. They voted against it. Now, thousands upon thousands of Luchirans in New Tenochtitlan City that thought they were going to go to a talented and gifted school program are going to be completely denied. What is going on here, folks, in 2021? Simple. The rise of evil. This could be a movie. Could be a part of a trilogy series. The demon shows itself. It no longer has any fear whatsoever. And showing exactly what it wants. And then getting what it wants. Publicly. That's what's happening here. And most people are blinded and can't see this. They just think, oh, the liberal left is doing it. It's not the liberal left. It's the demonic left. Somebody made a really good point on Twitter last night that you keep thinking of bleeding heart liberals when you're talking about Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi and Kamala, LaDasha Harris and all the rest of them. They're not bleeding hearts. These are communist, socialist, Stalinist. I don't even think the term liberal should be applied to them. They're not liberals. They are authoritarians by definition. And by the by, I'm just going to say it again. Why aren't they out touting the wonders of wind and solar and all that while people are freezing to death across the United States? And freezing in Texas right now because they relied foolishly on this massive wind farm. Now, you're going to have either one of two ways. You can either say that's what you get when you get wind and solar as a significant portion of your actual output, which is what the Green New Deal would do. Imagine this happening to people that need power up in the northern states, where it's cold all the time during winter. We're talking Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, Wyoming, Montana, etc. All those states up there in the snow belt, where it's always cold in winter. What if they were relying on windmills? Well, if regime leader Biden gets his way, they will. By the by, you know what else regime leader Biden did yesterday before he went to his stupid presidential, whatever they call his town hall meeting? Just for fun, he signed a second executive order making sure that all the illegal alien criminals that have been captured in the U.S. can't be sent back and be held in wherever this detention facility is in Mexico. Now they have to be held in Texas, awaiting emancipation by the Biden regime. People on the border are now talking up and going, while the federal judge has put a kibosh on this temporarily, people on the border are now going, we thought about it, we don't want to do it. There's a story at the Epoch Times today about how the Texas nationalist movement is gaining steam. Now, no one in Morador told Greg Abbott and Rick Perry prior to him to urge the energy companies to build these massive wind farms that you can. If you fly from San Antonio to the oil patch of Odessa, Midland, you'll fly over them. It's incredible. I'm telling you, it's like 100 miles of windmill. There's even now talk that there's going to be an investigation into one of the companies that maybe that the whole deal wasn't above board. Well, of course it wasn't. What do you tell the people that are now sitting there going like, hey, it's still cold and we have no power? Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online, crusadechannel.com. Lots to talk about here on Wisdom Wednesday and Ash Wednesday. We'll get into it when we return. The Porculus Succubus Stimulus Bill is still making its way to the House of Representatives. Here's a headline at the Federalist.com. Why Joe Biden's stimulus could be the most pork-filled crony Christmas ever. So let me see if I understand this. Unemployment now is either plateaued or is going to start to rise. If you start doing the things that the Biden regime is doing, that's the natural consequence. Energy prices are now going to start to rise. When you start shutting down new oil well leases and exploration and pipelines and what have you, and start compelling and forcing people to adopt these ridiculous and deadly green energy measures, that's going to be the logical consequence. There is an invasion, there's an invading force that is perched on the southern border of the United States that is being welcomed in as an invading force, and there is a promise to make these people completely legal and basically wards of a broken, bankrupt state. People are sitting in homes across the South and are freezing to death. Now, while all this is happening, the regime leader Biden and his cabinet and the rest of them are basically out there touting and promoting that, oh, if you like that, wait till you see what we have next.